Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hi. This is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hello and welcome to Made by Mamas, the podcast. I'm Zoe.
And I'm Georgia.
And we're here talking all things parenthood. You know, the real conversations.
Tips and tricks.
Products we love.
And brands we can't live without.
Let's get into it. Hello.
Hello.
Are you okay?
Do you know what? I'm really not this morning.
No, I've just seen your Insta stories.
I'm really not. Like this actually came at a really good time, this podcast. And I'm sorry for anyone listening, but I'm going to unload on you guys.
Yeah, come on, give it to us. We're ready.
So, right. So James and I had a huge fight last night.
Shit.
Because first off, Gigi's nursery emailed me at, I think it was like 2 o'clock, to say they were closing at 2:30 for 2 weeks. So obviously I was like, oh my gosh. And I've got, so, and I struggle to fit everything in anyway. Like Obviously do like my PR work, and then we have the podcast, and then I do all, I do all the pickups, I do all the drop-offs, I do all the food shopping, I do all the cooking, I do everything right at the moment. So for me, I was like, oh my God, you know, when you just think I was already at capacity.
Yeah.
And now I've just tipped over the edge of capacity. So he came home and I was like, oh James, I just feel like this is just too much. And at first he was quite sympathetic, and then he turned around and he said, well, just sort out some childcare then. And I went, hang on, what do you mean sort out some childcare? And he said, well, it doesn't affect me. And I said, no, it doesn't affect you, because I automatically take it on. But that doesn't make it right. And he went, but it's just what you do. And I was like, oh my God. And you know, when it's like that reality hits, like, wow, this is partly my fault that he actually thinks this. Yeah. But obviously massively his fault too. Judgy James, you're a douche. for thinking that, like, I was just, you know, when you, and there's so much conversation around the mother's load and all of this stuff. So then this morning, he actually got up early this morning, like earlier than he normally would, and he did help me. And I went, do you know what? Thank you. Like, thank you that you did this morning. Can you not see how much better it makes everything? He was like, but it's only for half an hour and then I'm gone. And I'm like, yeah, but even that small window puts everyone in a better mood for the rest of the day. And I just, I've been talking to a lot of friends as well about like this whole mother's load thing. So I sat and wrote a list of every single thing that I do outside of my jobs. And I'm not joking, there's 40 things on there.
Yeah, I know. I hear
you. And I sent it to him and I was like, I don't need a medal. I don't even actually need help with this. I just need you to understand that it's a lot. Like it's a lot to do and it's a lot to deal with. And I don't know. Who knows if, but yeah. So I'm having a bit of a bad day.
Yeah. And George, like, well, I think we all hear you. We're all nodding our heads and listening to what you're saying. I think you do. If my advice to you would, I think you do need help with it. And I think just because James has got a job that now means he has to get up and out by 7 a.m, that doesn't mean that he can now not help with anything that goes on in the home. So why don't you figure out on that list what James can do realistically and what you can do. And that is going to be you kind of giving up various things that you kind of take control of. And I don't mean like as in a control freak type of way,
but
like sometimes. And I think, and I don't think that this is a gender thing. I think this is a person that
personality type thing.
Yeah. They don't even realize what goes in. When I say they, I mean the other person that doesn't do the load.
It's not actually always the mothers. It's really not, but I'd say like 90% of the time.
Yeah, of course.
Maybe
of course
it's the way,
it
you know, we're wired, but yeah. It is. It's always one person in the relationship.
To help you? Yeah. What can he really like take away from you and let him do that, George? Because you're only one woman, and this is what we talk about a lot between us and on the podcast, that, you know, the mother's load then becomes burnout, and that is kind of where you're headed to. And you never really vocalize it either. So I'm glad we're having this discussion. You could just call me. We don't have to do it on the podcast. But.
I know. Don't. Well, I mean, this is probably the first time I would have got to chat to you, so this is probably the phone call you would be receiving. Except we're opening it up to everybody. But how are you?
If anyone lives in the Brentwood area, the Essex area, and you know somebody that's looking to pick up some part-time childcare, please give us a DM, contact Georgia directly, anybody that can help. Loads of people keep talking about bubble is great, but obviously if there's nobody that's around that was looking for work, there's nobody around looking for work. So I think we all need to pull together.
Yes. Yeah. I did actually have a really good bubble babysitter last Friday. So if you do live in Essex, and I think she covers like a bit of Kent as well.
Yeah.
Her name's Lucy London, and I highly recommend her.
Lucy London?
That's what her name is. Yeah.
Is that like her showbiz name or is that her real name?
James actually says like a bit like more crude, and you can imagine what name he said it was.
Oh, God.
But she's great. So if you see her, come up on Bubble, book her.
Okay. I love that.
But how are you?
Yeah, I'm fine this end. I've actually had a much calmer week. You're basically having my normal week. I was in vocalizing it. And I've just been at home. Like, I feel like I have been, and I hate using this word, but I've been like a proper parent, like picking, like doing the school drop-offs, making the packed lunches, being there for pickup. I've actually done washing, folded it, put it away. I've just been at home sorting out the house. I haven't been rushing around. I haven't been doing any radio shows or filming any bits of telly, just being quiet at home. And it's been really, really lovely. Uh-huh. Obviously we've had work to do, you know, I've been trying to juggle it all, but like, yeah, I've gone through boxes. We're now that I can only see one box as I sit here with you now, whereas that's at the good. Beginning of the week, there was about 20 scattered around the house. So we're still getting unpacked from the move. It's madness.
It takes so long though. Yeah. It really, really does. It's like an impossible task.
And I took a load of stuff down to the charity shop, which always makes me feel good. And like some bits and toys that we're not using. I'm going to, they're doing this scheme at Luna's school for kids that, you know, won't get any Christmas presents this year. So I've just like bunged a load of like toys that we're not using and toys that I think they'll love. So that's all gone. So yeah, I've had a good week.
Oh, that's really good. I need to do that. That's a good, like, it's nice to just clear the diary and have like a proper sort out, isn't it?
Yeah.
That sometimes.
And then last night we went on a date. We went to see No Time to Die.
Oh, did you? Was it good? I've heard mixed reviews.
It was just 40 minutes too long, but I've got to be honest with you, I always fall asleep in the cinema, and last night was no exception. And when I fell asleep, there was a fight scene going on, and when I woke up, there was a fight scene going on, and I was like, oh, it's just more fighting. But it was good. Good old-fashioned fun at the cinema, hey?
Yeah, exactly. But do you know what? We should probably do what we're supposed to be doing and check in on the people listening.
Yeah, we really wanted to make this podcast about you guys and almost kind of put an arm around you from a distance to say that we're here and we hope that you're okay. And massive thank you for Tuesday's episode. Of course, Tuesday's episode was your voice notes around baby loss, because it's baby loss awareness week. And we kind of wanted to sort of follow on from there in the love and support section. So let's just kick things off. We're going to keep these anonymous because some of them are quite... They're from the heart, so we don't want to disclose anybody's name. But the first one, how to cope with perimenopause exhaustion, really starting to struggle.
I think this, you need to answer this one, Zoe.
Yeah. Do you know what? I've had an interesting week around my POI or my early menopause. I actually had a private consultation yesterday for the first time since being diagnosed with it. So I've obviously been on oral HRT in the form of Femiston, which is 2 weeks of estrogen and then 2 weeks of estrogen progesterone. And then it's just been making me feel really, really wonky, like quite foggy, tired, headachy. I have really bad lethargy. And I've also, libido wise, it just like up and down, or it's just no consistency with it. Mm-hmm. So I'm now going to go. I had a brilliant hour's chat with, she's Dr. Menopause Care on Instagram, Dr. Naomi Potter. And we're now going to try me on the patches, and I'm going to have the Marina Coil fitted, which is, I'm not going to have any periods. And that's how I'm going to get my progesterone. So that's going to be an interesting journey over the next 3 months to see what happens. And the patches, only have to change them twice a week. So Monday and Thursdays.
Oh, wow. Do you know what? I've actually heard really good things about the patches. Can you not get those on the NHS, or you can?
You can, but they really don't like to give them to you.
Right, okay.
Because they're expensive. But listen, hats off to my GP, because apparently Femiston, if you are going to go on an oral HRT to start you off with, that's the best one on the market. So I'm really grateful, but I think it's definitely time for a switch up. So I'm wondering if this lady that's messaged is on HRT. I keep getting messages about HRT. People are terrified of taking it because of the link to breast cancer. If you're under the age of 50, there really isn't any risk. This is what I'm being told. And also the anxiety, you are far more likely to feel anxiety, tiredness and lethargy if you don't have any estrogen in your body. So I would really, really have a think about what your options are. Go back to your GP. And if you haven't had your blood tests done, just see what your estrogen levels are doing.
Yeah. Yeah. Gosh.
It's a minefield.
It is a minefield. I have a 4-year-old and a 3-month-old. Will I ever get a full night's sleep again?
They're
both
George.
Waking. I mean, you will. You really, really will. I feel like since we started this podcast, among my friends, I'm like the sleep consultant.
Yes.
So if anyone is ever going through like, a sleep issues in the household, they seem to phone me and ask me what to do. And I don't ever really have the answers, because obviously it's so different among different households. But one thing I do know is that it never lasts, and it does feel like it's going to last. But you've got a 3-month-old baby, and you know, you can try and get them into a routine, and you can try and follow all the things if that's what you want to do. But ultimately, it really won't last forever. And I think sometimes, as long as you keep reminding yourself of that, and it's really hard when you're in it and you're so tired and you're sleep deprived, and it's just, it feels like it's never going to end, to forget that, and that it is just a moment in time, and of course it will pass. And there's probably, you know, if you've got a 4-year-old and they've just got a new sibling, there's probably something there a little bit that they want your attention, maybe in the night or something like that. But yes, it will end. But we absolutely hear you. I mean, a day doesn't go by when someone doesn't say to me that they've been up with their kids in the night.
You get one of them to sleep, the other one wakes up, then the other one wakes up, then that one wakes the other one up. And it's like, it's a never-ending treadmill. Our advice as well, really, is to, if that is your reality at nighttime, there is no escape from it. It's like, you know what, the best thing, and I'm sure you'll sort of feel the same, is, you know, love spending the days with the kids, love doing all that. But the minute you shut your bedroom door, you just feel like you again. And there's that moment of calm where you're like, I don't have to deal with my children now for the next 10 hours or the next 12 hours or whatever it is. If they're waking up consistently through the night, it's like a 24-hour cycle of hell.
Yeah, you feel like you haven't got that time. But obviously there are sleep specialists out there, and Zoe and I have both used them and they've worked for us. So if that is something, you know, that you want to look into, then absolutely do. There's some incredible people out there.
Yeah, drop us a DM. We can send you their names. Yeah. Okay. Coping with looking after a baby alone whilst partner works, leaving the house with a newborn, worried about crying, pooing, the pooing explosions. I think this is just somebody that's kind of feeling this is really overwhelmed with what's going on with the new baby. Totally right. I felt exactly the same you did too, George.
Same.
Even getting out of the house, even showering for the day, you're like, oh my God, I've showered.
Yeah. I remember there was a baby group in Cheltenham, and it was probably 300 yards from where we lived. And I think I got there once, because it started at 9:30 or 10 o'clock maybe. And I couldn't see a way that I would be able to get me and Axel out of the house and there in time. And every week I'd build myself up to it. Like, I'm going to do it this week. I'm going to do it this week. And then I just thought, do you know what? Why am I, you know, why? And I think that's sometimes what you need to think about. Like, don't don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't plan too much stuff in your week. Like, I feel like there's a lot of pressure to get to all these baby groups and be out and about with your little one and all that stuff. But if it makes you feel anxious and causes you dread, then don't do it. Like, don't do it. It's nice to be at home. Like, it's actually quite nice sometimes to just think, do you know what? If we don't get dressed till 1 o'clock this afternoon, does it really matter? Like, it doesn't, does it?
And also set yourself little targets, you know, and I think that's quite a hard pill to swallow sometimes, because potentially you're used to, you know, doing more, achieving in inverted commas more, but you've just birthed a baby. You have done the biggest thing in the entire world. So even if you walk out for 5 minutes, like, we've got quite nice weather at the moment, I'm looking out for blue skies, you make it halfway to the coffee shop and the baby starts crying and you can't, and you have to turn around. Well done, because you've made it out of the house. And also, if your baby is crying, you know, it's like, just, you're worried about other people saying something. Oh, fuck them. If anyone says anything about your baby crying,
99% of people will, you know, will sympathize. There'll be maybe one person
who gives you a dirty
unhappy
look
in themselves that might give you a dirty look, but just feel sorry for them.
You're doing amazingly well.
Yeah.
You really are.
Well done. Friends and family that get pissed off that you won't interrupt baby's routine for them. I totally get this.
Oh my God.
I totally get this. It's really, it is hard, isn't it? When you, if you've got a routine that's working for you, you don't want to break it, because I used to feel like it with Axel, though. I know you used to be quite like strict on the routine with Kit, didn't you?
Yeah.
But it's your family. And if it's working for you and if it's making you feel happy, you have to set those boundaries.
But also the family, your family are not going to have to deal with the aftermath. So it's all well and good them going, oh, don't worry about midday nap. Like, let's just go out. Come on, we need to get out the house. And it's like, well, that's fine. But not them not having the midday nap is going to kick on till later. And I'll have to probably be up with them till 10 o'clock or because they'll be overtired or whatever it is. I think this is a really, really good piece of advice that somebody gave me once. Try not to take on everybody else's thoughts and feelings. Just concentrate on what works for you. So if you've got, you know, parents-in-law or sisters or brother or whoever it is saying stuff to you, just say, thank you so much. Sure, one day it will be in that position, but right now this routine is good for me and good for baby. And that's it. Shut it right down. It's nothing to do with anybody else. This is your child and you just crack on with your stuff, right?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I've got friends who sit on both sides, you know, who don't bother about a routine, and then I've got friends who stick to a routine. Yeah. And I think it's just about accepting that everybody does things in a different way and that no one is to judge or to make any body feel bad for the choices that they make for their own family.
Stick to your guns exactly. How do I get my two-year-old little girl to spend time with her daddy and not always want me? We hear this a lot, actually.
Yeah, we really do.
It's like parent bias or something, is it called? I don't know.
A friend of mine, I saw on Monday, she's just had a newborn baby, and her toddler, well, he's three, is really mean to her husband at the moment, and she's like, I don't know why, like, it's really odd. And I think we've both been through it, haven't we, on both sides, where our kids like favor one parent over the other parent. And Chris and Rose have actually given us advice on it like numerous times, and I think the general sort of consensus is to not put loads of focus on it. So because the more you say to them, go to daddy, the more they think, oh, this is good, I'm getting loads of attention from this, I'm just gonna carry on. And they know that they're getting a reaction. So I think it's about just like taking a step back. And I mean, I'd quite like to not be wanted sometimes.
Also, I think if you can, I don't know if your partner works and you're, is it a little girl? Yeah. Little girl doesn't spend that much time with him during the week. Potentially, maybe you could schedule. So like 2 hours on a Saturday morning, you go and meet a friend for coffee or go get your nails done or go for a run or do whatever it is that you love to do, and just be like, right, this is mummy's time now. You're with daddy. See you in a bit. And you just go out and you just let them get on with it. And then your husband or partner has to kind of make a plan for you know, for himself and his little girl. Your little girl gets used to the fact that those 2 hours are just with daddy, and it's something that they can do together. And I think it's really important for you to encourage that time rather than being, because it's quite emotional. Like I used to do it with Luna when she was so clingy, and then she'd start crying and I'd start crying, and I'd be like, there's all this like emotion going on between us. But actually, the minute I had to step back because of work, the bond between her and Dozer grew.
Yeah, so true. Like, setting aside some special one-on-one time for them is probably going to really help. I really want a second child. Everyone around me is getting pregnant. Husband doesn't want, I'm guessing, want to.
Yeah.
We hear this a lot as well, don't we? I mean, this was me, but on the other way, on the other side.
Yeah, you didn't want to have a second, did you?
No, not really, no.
I think it's such a difficult, it's a difficult subject, but one that just has to keep being spoken about, because what you can't do is, you know, if your husband is adamant that he doesn't want a second child, what are the other options? As in, do you have a baby? And then what you don't want it to do is to, you know, potentially affect your relationship together. Mm. But at the same time, you know, is there a compromise for him? Like, can you pick the conversation up in 3 months? Can he start thinking about his life with a second baby in it? All those kind of conversations. The minute you stop talking is when the resentment comes in and the anger starts building. And then it's going to cause friction.
I think it's about as well, like laying out what the worries are. You know, like what is he worried about when it comes to having a second child? Like what are the things that are stopping him? And are any of those things, can they be addressed, or can you put his mind at ease in some way? Because for me, I'm an only child, so I didn't really understand the sibling dynamics. I couldn't really understand why we would have another child. That was my main thing. I was thinking, well, why, everyone says that when you have two, it's going to be really busy, and why would I put myself through that when I'm perfectly happy with how I am now. And then it wasn't until I kind of spoke to James about, you know, having a sibling and if we can do it, that it's really, it can be really special and all of that kind of stuff. And then I didn't come around to the idea because I fell pregnant, sort of quite a surprise, but it was understanding those things and realizing, okay, it might be a bit busier for a few years, but this, you know, ultimately it's going to be a good thing for us. So I think it's just about laying out both, you know, both your worries.
Yeah, and just keep talking, just keep talking, but not an easy one.
We'll be right back after this short break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to this episode of Made by Mamas. Now, where were we?
Motherhood isn't what I thought it would be. I don't enjoy it that much at times. Oh, I'm with you, sister.
Me too.
Of course. I mean, it's great sometimes, and then other times it's hideous.
Yeah. Do you know what? I would love...
Women need to say that.
I'd love to play voice notes, like, within my girlfriend's group and play them on here, because pretty much all of the things that we've spoken about are discussed on a daily basis, especially the fact that not many people enjoy motherhood very often.
Do you know what? I tell you something. Those first 3 to 4 years are hard.
Yeah.
And I think if you actually knew how hard they were going to be, you might not necessarily have babies.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I went in it blind, and then obviously you're sort of doing the best job you can, learning on the job and figuring it all out. But like, oh my God, there were so many times throughout those first 3 years where I was in the bathroom just crying my eyes out, thinking, oh my fucking God, I'm just not sure whether I'm going to get through this.
Yeah.
Like genuinely not sure whether my marriage is going to survive, whether I'm going to survive, whether I'm, you know, whether I'm going to actually start enjoying my children. And I'm telling you now I am. Now yeah. I really am enjoying motherhood, like genuinely from the bottom of my heart. I have a great relationship with them, but it wasn't like that in the early days.
No.
It was really, really tough.
I do really think like what you say, like those first four years, it's like almost when they hit school age, it does change, because also like they have other interests, they get, you know, attention from elsewhere. They're a bit more, you know, they've got other things to focus on. It does feel like it does ease up. And I'm sure when they're 13, we're going to come full circle.
Oh God.
But yeah, it does get better, but also it's so normal to feel like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think a day goes by when I don't think to myself, what the fuck is this life?
Yeah. Completely fucking agree. Like all of my mates went to Ibiza, right? They've been there for like 3 weeks. And they went to DC10. Like that's like my church. They went there on Monday. And I was like here at 5:30 in the afternoon in the kitchen doing the dinners thinking, fuck this fish finger. I've fucking had enough. I want to be in Ibiza and DC10 dancing. And you know, that's just me. Yeah. That's just missing my old life. But people are frightened to say that because they're like, we should love all aspects of it. And okay, that's just a minutia, but that's valid. Like being woken up every single morning at 5:30 without fail with a finger just poking you in the cheek. Mummy. It's like, just leave me the fuck alone. Yeah, you've got a clock. Why don't you just wait for it?
It's not fun and it's not enjoyable. There we go. Right. This is anonymous.
Yes.
Had an abortion in my early 20s. I'm now struggling with fertility and it feels like karma.
Oh my God, it's not.
It's not.
An awful thing to think. It is not that. Please don't think that. That is like what an awful amount of guilt that you're having to carry around with you. That was a decision that you made in your early 20s, which was the right decision for you at that moment.
Yeah,
that there isn't, you know, an abortion karma god going, well, you've done that now. So that, and I understand where your head is at, because I would probably feel the same, but absolutely not. That was the right decision for you. And you know, you need to stand by that. In terms of the fertility issues now, where I wonder where you are in your journey and, you know, what's been said and have you had any tests, and, you know, there needs to be a lot more. But in terms of carrying around that guilt about the abortion, oh my God, no.
No, absolutely not. I mean, loads of women, like probably we couldn't even put a number on it of women have abortions every single day, thousands and thousands and thousands. And I'm sure a lot of them go on to have children, and if it really did affect fertility, we would know about it. So please don't, like, just the it's very easy to say, isn't it, let go of that.
Yeah.
But I guess you need to address those feelings and why, you know, why you're feeling like that. But just know from us that it's not karma.
It's not at all.
Going
back to work after mat leave, feeling like I have to start all over again. George.
First off, it isn't starting all over again. I'm not sure how long you've had out, but a lot of people have a year out, and that can feel like a long time. But quite often when you do return, you realise that not a lot has actually changed, and people are really happy to see you and really happy to have you back. It's not always plain sailing when you do go back, and you can feel a little bit like the new person for a while. But in some ways that's quite nice, because it gives you, you know, a few weeks or months to kind of get your head back in it again. There might be other things going on, like, you know, drop-offs at nursery that are a little bit upsetting. And I think if you go in knowing that it's not going to be exactly how it was before, and that there will be challenges, and, you know, it might take a little while to get into the swing of it, then I think that's a good way to sort of go in, rather than just thinking you're just going to go straight back exactly how you were. You're a different person now as well. Mm. Like, you know, when we have a child, we're different. We've learned so many new skills as well. You'll find that your time management is unbelievable. There'll be so
you've
much more.
So much, haven't you? Yeah.
You've upskilled in that year. So yeah, I would just take sort of take the pressure off yourself for those first few months. Take it for what it is. Try and enjoy the time that you've got to yourself while you're at work. And just know that it won't be the same, but it might be better.
Yeah. And I also, just to chip in on that, I feel like for years and years and years, we have had to digest all of this language around women going back to work. Mm-hmm. And, you know, oh, well, you know, we've all been in the work environment while you've been off having your break, and all this bullshit that we've had to take on board. And the world is different now. It's 2021. Like Georgia said, you will have developed so many more amazing skills since you've had the baby. And, you know, your bosses are lucky to have you back. So I think if you can go in head held high, really communicate with them if you're feeling like you're having a wobble or that you need a bit of extra time, you know, or you need to make a pickup or a drop off. Like, I think since the pandemic has actually done us a bit of a favor in many respects, because there's more flexibility around work, you know, the whole Flex Appeal campaign with Mother Pucker, who we've had on the podcast, you know, I know that at Global, things have been so much better since she's been there banging that drum. So don't be frightened to just speak, you know, speak from the heart.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
This isn't a question, but it's more of a confession, and I absolutely love it.
Oh God.
Just took a day's annual leave and didn't tell hubby or grandparents. Feels so naughty. I love it. It's amazing. Love it.
I wonder what
I feel
you did.
Like, I want to do that.
Yeah.
Go out the door pretending you're going to work.
Oh my God, I'd probably go shopping in real life or something.
Love it.
Oh, amazing.
I want to do that. I really want to do that.
How to fit it all in, just back to work, baby, wife life, and want me time. Oh my gosh, this has come up so much recently in our household, actually. And it's come up from both myself, but actually Dozza, because he suddenly got to a point where he was like, I can't do this anymore. This life is not sustainable. And I was like, oh God, what do you mean? And he was like, there is nothing for me in this life. As in, there's no going out for dinners with his friends. There's no playing golf. There's no going away on a boys' weekend. He's like, there's nothing. And he was like, all I do is work and parent, work and parent, work and parent. And I suddenly was like, oh my God. And then when I got over or tried to understand what he was going through and support him, I then was like, fuck, it is exactly the same for me. And it's like the self-care of even booking an app. Like, I have to put in when I do my training in my diary now, so like 10:30 to 11:30, it's a HIIT session or it's a yoga class or whatever, and you have to schedule the time in for you. Do not feel guilty about booking in a hair appointment or going to visit a mate or, you know, taking a Saturday afternoon off and like going and drinking champagne somewhere or whatever it, like whatever it is. We just never do it. We just come bottom of the ladder, and it is not sustainable.
It's not. And I think as well, like, she's saying, how do I fit it all in? I think sometimes you can't.
Yeah.
Like, it's almost like priorities for each week. So, you know, what, one week you might have a Saturday to yourself, and then the next week you probably might not be able to if you want to get all the other stuff done. But I think it's when you have got that time scheduled in, it makes the rest bearable, because you know you've got that thing to look forward to.
But do not put me time at the bottom of the list.
No, absolutely not. No. But yeah, I think there's a real pressure to fit everything in and do everything well. But I don't think that's always possible. It's a shame, but I don't think it's always possible to fit everything.
And then you've got to think about sex as well.
Put that to the bottom of the bar.
Or just do it really, really, really fast. That's always my thing in life. I'm like, if you are too tired to have sex, ask your husband or your partner if they can come in 2 minutes, and then you're like that. Okay, great. Brilliant.
If this can take 2 minutes, I'm in. Any longer, I'm out.
I'm out, exactly.
So it's the time of the week. We need to talk about the products that we've been loving. Zoe, are you going to kick us off?
Yes, I'm going to talk about a small brand called Sunday Lux, which was started by two incredible women. This is a luxury loungewear brand. And I have got the most beautiful cashmere. It's like oatmeal, that type colour. So joggers, and then this stunning top, like oversized, really slouchy. The quality is amazing. I've actually just shot a reel on it, which I'm going to put up on my own page, but just how to like style it. This is one to like save up for and get, because it will just last and last and last. You can just wear it, you know, every time autumn winter comes around, you can just pull it back out again. But I just love everything that they stand for, because they're all about supporting like strong independent women, and the quality is great. Like,
I love that.
A British brand.
And you know
brand.
What? With a cashmere tracksuit or lounge suit, you can wear it for literally lounging around the house, but you can style it up and it can feel really luxury and smart, but obviously really cozy as well.
Yeah, I went to the cinema. I went date night. I wore it to date night last night.
Nice.
Dozzle was like, you've come in a full cashmere lounge set.
That's why
set.
You fell asleep.
Like, yeah, cozy.
So this is something for the kids. I've been using Hip Organic like products on the kids for absolutely ages, and I just discovered this bath stuff which turns the bath green, and it sounds so simple, but literally I put it in and it drags out their bath time by at least 20 minutes because they just love playing in there and they just think it's so funny that the bath water is green. So I mean, if you see it in the supermarket, I get it on a cardo, just add it on, give it a try.
Also good for really Halloween, spooky,
great for Halloween, there we go.
We've got some Halloween products coming actually. Before we get into that though, I'm going to talk about flashcards because Luna is just starting to learn to read at school. So she's so over the moon about it. Like every night she's like, can we do reading? Can we do reading? Obviously she's just learning like to and the and a and things like that, but I just thought it would be quite good for us to kind of do a bit more practicing. She's such a keynote, like she just loves all of that. So we just got the Collins one, they're the high frequency words, and we're just doing them at the end of play after school. She seems to love them.
Amazing. Talking of Halloween, if anyone is making Halloween costumes and spending hours, don't. Like literally you don't need to do that, because you can pick up such incredible costumes in the supermarket. We've got some from like F&F to Nutmeg. We're gonna do a reel on it, but they're like a tenner, like £10.
Amazing.
And actually at Axel's school they're doing like a costume swap as well, so you can, you know, say this year Axel's in 5 to 6, I can then donate that costume to the school, and then next year somebody else can, you know, buy it from the school to raise money.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, because that's the thing, isn't it, with costumes, you feel like, oh gosh, they're like a waste because they're only going to be able to wear them like to a couple of things during that Halloween period, but actually you can swap them around. So yeah, I'm all about the supermarket Halloween costumes.
Love that. And my final product is a brand called, we think it's called Wacol.
We don't know how to pronounce it.
Wacol. Wacol Europe, who are basically the most stunning lingerie brand for women. I have got a gorgeous bralette and panties to go with it, and just makes me feel really sexy. It's really shapely. The price point is also really great. Rachel Stevens has just shot in them, actually. So if you go onto their Insta page, you can have a little look. I mean, gorgeous pieces. And as I said, won't break the bank. So always on the lookout for fabulous underwear. This brand is for us. We love it. That is it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. As always, we'd love you to rate, review, subscribe and follow the podcast. And if you do have time to give us a little bit of a review, that would be wonderful, as it does spread the Made by Mamas podcast word out there.
Yeah, absolutely. It helps other people find us.
Yes.
And also, we quite like being in the charts. It feels quite nice.
Yeah, it does.
But if you do have any suggestions for topics for these Q&As on Friday, they are for you. So please do just drop us a DM. We're on @MadeByMamas and we'll be back on Tuesday. Made by Mamas is an Insanity podcast production, and today's episode was produced by the lovely Charlotte Mason.
Insanity Group.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.